of sacrifice. So you have finished two doors.
So wait, so you are a version of Ash from that original unit, from that previous time possibility.
Kind of like a piece of Ash, I guess is the best way to say it.
But you're still also, you also are a demon.
Yeah.
So you were,
I guess I'm all of... Yes. Yes, I'm still a fuckboy.
I said were a fuckboy. Was a fuckboy. You're not a fuckboy now.
Into one. He's a...
Oh my god.
He's, I am a proud demon, that you've shown your fuckboy behavior. Because you were one hell of a fuckboy.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Iggy.
Okay.
We have to stop with this.
What? He already stopped being
out of, out of character. I find it hilarious.
It is hilarious. That's because it is hilarious. All right.
It is so funny.
But I had no part in that building. That's just how it was. Anywho. All right. You just told me Lust Circle, and that's what that happened from. Anywho. You all head on your way out the door, and you are now in the northeast section of the Wolf Ranch Forest.
Heading northward.
Going more north?
Yeah, to the next section.
Around the circle.
Should we do a repeat again? I go high, you guys stay low?
Yeah, I mean, maybe this time stealth will work in our favor. Sorry about that last one.
It was working pretty well. I don't know what triggered those guys to find you.
I was trying to take one out quietly so we could keep moving.
Using what?
He screamed.
No, what were you using to try to take him out?
My whip chain sword.
So loud metal chains.
No, I tried to lower it around his, you know. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
It's fine.
Hey, look.
Did you just me? Oh, yeah, hang on. Done.
Here we go again.
There you go. There's my transformation sound for whoop.
All right, go ahead and roll your star jump.
Yep. All right, invisible it is again.
All right. And you both are invisible. Perfect. Because of that full success.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
All right. Lorelai, you take back on your form of your big wolf.
Yep.
Cecily, go ahead and roll an act under pressure.
Hopefully you won't.
Okay.
Hopefully now you're used to it and you won't flinch.
Maybe.
So we're Wonder Woman and Princess Mononoke. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, Kiki's Delivery Service, we turn to the cat.
Oh yes, oh my god, I'm Kiki. Oh, shit, I'm Gigi. Shit.
Yeah, you're Gigi.
No, I'm Kiki, you're Gigi.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I'm Gigi.
Make success again.
Success. Okay. No problem. So, it's difficult because of, you know, Laura also is not used to running with a person on her, so there's also that problem a little bit of just
she does not hold back.
No, she doesn't hold back.
I feel like Cecily's also like trying not to hold on to her hair like it's rains. She feels like she's pulling Laura's hair. She's like, I'm sorry.
Accidentally pulling on the ears a little bit, yeah. All right. All right. You begin to move. Iggy. Sorry, I was choking on him. Go ahead and roll. Read a bad situation.
Oh, okay. Read a bad situation. There.
I'm fine. I've survived the cough. 12.
A 12. You get to have advantage. No, I don't. Okay.
Yeah, hey.
Okay. are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
Yes. As you are walking, or as you are flying, sorry. Doing something else. That's why I accidentally said the wrong thing. As you are flying, hold on, I gotta find the card I just had. Where'd it go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Where are you?
I miss you so.
Where are you? And I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I found it. All right. So you see a strange blackness surrounding part of that forest.
Guys, I think I know where the door is. Also got bad news about that.
Oh god.
There's something surrounding the door. I'm gonna black stuff.
Black stuff seems familiar.
Mm-hmm. Should we hurry?
Yeah, probably. Lore, do you think he can jump do you think Lore can jump over it?
What?
The black stuff surrounding the door? Or is it like on the door?
No, it's all over the ground.
Oh. It's all over the ground.
Is there a clear spot around the door?
I will say there's not.
Okay.
It's like a black bubble, if you will.
I figure we're just gonna meet in front of the bubble.
Okay.
Meet in front of the bubble. Okay.
Meet in front of the bubble. All right. So you all meet up at the edge of the bubble. It is completely black, no reflection coming from it.
Cecily's like, I don't think we should touch it.
Yeah, thanks.
I woke up and tried to touch it.
No!
As a cat.
Fat kitty, no!
Cool. Are you gonna go touch it?
I mean, I'm an object of shadow? Uh-huh. Sure, why not?
Cool. As you move towards it and put your paw out, it's almost like moves back and then wraps around all of you at once.
Oh, all of
yeah.
Not just it, A or not
all
it.
Of us? All of you.
Hey, why did you have to touch it? Bad kitty.
I didn't touch it.
Bad kitty.
Can we talk?
No kibbles and bits for you.
Are we like stuck like fruit and jello?
You are.
No, it's sucking us in.
No, you're all in it.
Are we like in it
you're
or
in,
just, you're like, in, just surrounding
you're
us?
You're in the sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh crap.
You're in the sauce, babies.
Like
let suspended, me describe like... what's happening here, if you don't mind, as everyone's making their own comments about it. Building the monster for me, I see. Bold of you to assume that I didn't have anything ready. As you all are just kind of like pulled into this black ichor of sorts. You don't feel anything per se, nothing like touching your skin, except for this strange like crawling feeling up your arms and up your back and the back of your neck and up the back of your head. Everyone can roll me an act of depression really quick with a minus two.
Oh, I didn't even do a minus two, so.
Compressor sheet. Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh, I rolled it twice. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Did we all get a mixed success?
Let's find out.
I got
a. We all got a nine, except for.
Hold on.
I got a.
And I have advanced version of it.
I got a 10.
Okay.
Oh my god.
That's true.
Yeah.
You did a 10. So we got two mixed successes. And one and
oh, I see
two
it.
Full successes.
Yeah.
With the full success.
Let me see. Oh no, I got a full example. My thing advanced success.
Right, I understand. Hold on one second, okay. Please.
Sorry.
Let's see. As you all are in this, the feeling of the crawling stops for the ones with full successes.
Okay.
And there's still that seeping feeling of something's wrong. And you can hear whispers that don't really say anything per se. For the two that have mixed successes, you begin to hyperventilate within the space, unsure what's happening. It's not of your own panic. It's like the panic is induced. It's not your own mind freaking out. It's just you being pushed to feel this way. Whatever is in here, whatever is this thing, it's making this feeling happen for you. Even though your minds are telling you that everything's fine, you've dealt with worse than this before, it doesn't matter. Your brain is just being almost consumed by this panic. Because of your mixed success, you were able to recognize that. If you had failed, you would not have been able to recognize that, and you would have been having a full-on panic attack. So you were able to at least recognize that it's magically induced for you, Lore, and you, A. For your full success, Iggy, you can understand the whispers.
No.
The whispers themselves are... It sounds almost like multiple people talking in conversation. And while you can't understand individual voices, the general gist of these voices are the end is coming. It's all about the apocalypse coming forth. And this is the words that are being used, Iggy, to almost like a spell to bring forth this panic in the two of your friends who cannot control the panic that is seeping into their minds.
So, Hina, Cecily got a 10. Does she understand it? Is that a full success?
Just because of Iggy's advanced success.
It's an advanced success. Gotcha. Okay, sorry.
No worries.
So, does Iggy understand that this whispering is what's causing their panic?
Yes.
Okay, knowing that, I am gonna try to cast our own atmosphere.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and roll plus weird. Mm-hmm. Do I have any minuses or anything?
No, with your advanced success, I think you're fine.
Okay, let's see then. 10.
10.
Full success.
Full success. Let me double check it. 1 second. So, Iggy, that is our own atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
The area feels strange and different yet familiar to you. Choose one of the following effects of this area. A magical darkness fills the space, only you can see through it. Creatures with heightened sense of smell or hearing can still perceive different things. You and the creatures inside the space are isolated. No one outside of the sphere can hear you. All within the space no longer feel the effects of gravity. They need to hold on to the ground or begin floating up.
So, Iggy's thought process is, if this is the whispers are what's causing his friend's panic, he's going to try to cut off sound.
Okay, so you're isolating the space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you quickly hold out your hands, and just as Stella has done before, and that bubble of space just kind of wraps around all of you. A and Lore, you are able to break out of the spell.
You guys okay?
The heck was that?
I didn't like that.
Something's whispering, and it's causing anyone to panic, and it's not whispering anything nice. I can tell you that.
Can we see each other or just hear each other?
You're all in the same space, so you all can see each other and hear each other.
Oh, okay.
You're isolated.
Okay.
So basically, Iggy has made a barrier around you all of his own design that blocks out sound.
Cecily's here too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I would hope so.
Cecily, stay in the boat. Where'd you go?
Cecily's like, I couldn't really understand what they were saying, but all I was getting was like, you seriously need a lozenge.
Yeah. Okay, so you gotta stay in the bubble for now, but I'm gonna see if I can move us forward to avoid this bad whispers.
So
The
spell itself isolates you, but it doesn't quite. I don't know if we've actually decided if it can move.
Yeah, we never actually did. Yeah.
So what I'm gonna say is, building as we go, I'm going to say that it will be probably a plus weird to be able to manipulate and move it yourself. But again, there is a risk to this, to being able to move. I think as long as you're in this space, with what I've understood from my card, I think what I will do is I will allow you to roll plus weird multiple times, and the minus will start to increase as you continue in the space.
Okay, so we can have a short amount of time to find the door.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know how long this will hold. We gotta try to find that door as soon as we can. But if it does go down, remember, it's the whispers that are causing this. try to keep that in mind.
Cecily's like, if the wall comes down, I'll try to grab as many of your minds as possible, reach out to you, help ground you.
Okay. All right, stay close.
All right. Iggy, go ahead and roll plus weird with a minus one.
Minus one.
Ollie's doing that. Mm-hmm. When we've seen these doors, they were just freestanding doors, right?
Correct. There was, it's like a door frame and the door.
Woo!
Okay. So with a 13, the advanced success is not helpful in this situation.
I know.
It just means you can go. So you are able to move. The sphere stays as you are walking through the space. A, is there something you wanted to do?
I have an idea, but I don't know if it's a good one. That's a problem.
I love all of your ideas.
So we're still kind of in the middle of the woods, right? Kind of?
Yeah, I will say that you kind of just entered the area. This area is the smallest one in Willow Branch, the most northern part, for the forest anyway. I'm going to say you're probably here at the edge.
This is going to be a really bizarre idea, but I turn to Lore. Lore, this might sound a little stupid, but we're in the woods, and these doors have been just like normal doors of, I guess, wood. Do you think you could train your nose on the scent of paint? I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, if the only thing that should be painted in the middle of the woods would be a door. Or a few things in the middle of a forest would be. Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
It's such a stupid idea, but it's the only thing I can think of right now.
How many times do we do things that are just stupid ideas that work?
Oh, you know what? Fair. Very fair.
Mr. I'm going to tickle a dragon. What do you mean? Mr. I'm going to tickle my sister dragon.
Under the scale. Let's change the bear to a giant spider. It'll be fine.
Lorelai is just confused. And she said, fuck it, what else do we got to lose?
Okay.
Like I said, I'm just thinking that there won't be a lot of man-made things in the forest.
Here's a strange thing. Lorelai.
Uh-huh.
The dome itself, you're isolated, so you can't really smell anything outside, but I will allow something. I can allow you to try. I think what I'll have you do is you can roll plus weird to see if you can smell paint, but you'll have to put a minus one.
Now, okay. Before you do that, do you think I could use magic to cause her to be able to do one thing that's beyond human limitations?
I will allow a help out action with weird.
Okay, help with weird.
Okay, so Ash has to roll before I do.
Yes.
Yep, and it's an 11.
Okay, so you get a plus one. That means it'll even you out. So you'll just roll a straight roll for plus weird.
Okay.
An 8, a mixed success. I will say, with a mixed success, you get the faintest smell. But I will grant you this. It will not tell you where it is, but it will grant you the direction so you can direct Iggy on where to move next.
You smell it?
Okay. Lorelai does a little sniff, 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 sniff kind of motion.
Nobody fart.
Oh, God. Iggy, shut up.
Okay.
And where is it coming from?
You can smell that it's more in the central area, so you know which direction which to move, so you can grant Iggy that information.
Okay. Go in that direction. Hopefully it's not too far.
Alright.
Holy crap, that actually worked.
Iggy, go ahead and roll.
Plus weird.
Plus weird with a minus two.
Okay. Going to get close. 12.
No way.
It happens.
Holy shit.
It happens.
It happens.
As you are stepping forward more, I will say that the smell of the paint is getting a little bit closer, but it seems like it's still pretty far away.
Oh my god, I have to use one more time. Are we getting closer?
But I also have to roll something, actually.
Oh no!
So, you are getting closer to the door. Does anyone else want to do anything?
Hey, guys, can someone give me, like, a help out? This is really hard to concentrate, and this stone is really heavy.
I was just I wonder if Cecily can bolster his magic with her connection.
Sure, go ahead and roll help out action plus, with a plus weird, Cecily. I will only allow one character to do this. I'm going to say that A is still helping Lorelai, so we'll make it Cecily. Nice.
Sorry, my roll 20 is being weird.
Rude.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You're just going to roll help out.
Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, I rolled twice for some reason. That's okay. It's still a 9. So with a 9...
Whoa, what is happening? Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's
twice. We always go with the first one. It's totally fine. Yeah. So with a 9, that gets Iggy a plus 1, but it also puts Cecily at risk.
Hurry.
Iggy, you're going to roll plus weird again, but because I rolled something, you all see eyes appear in the blackness, kind of like looking into your dome area. You're going to roll this with a minus 5, which turns into a minus 4.
Oh, fuck! He's like, you guys see the eyes in front of me, right?
I cannot.
Damn. I was hoping it was just me.
Super friendly eyes.
Okay, minus 4? Okay, I just need to...
Maybe it's our friend in the agency?
Okay.
Oh, hope, wish.
Breathe in. Can I use a reroll?
Yeah.
Oh my god, yes.
Put in minus 4.
Don't forget that minus 4.
Yep.
We're down to 5.
Oh, did you put my, mine? Because I said, yeah, okay. So, yeah. 1, 2, 3, Ewing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, shoot. Oh, let me.
All right. You all move a little bit more, and then at the edge of your isolation dome, you see a corner of a wooden door.
Oh my god, there it is. Closer, 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 closer.
The eyes are still watching you as you move into it.
Just ignore the eyes. Have it.
Private eyes. Watching. Sorry.
Watching your every move.
Got eyes on you.
I've been singing.
I would clap, but I'm pretty sure I need my hands to keep the barrier up.
Yep. You all step in?
Yep.
Okay, yep.
You all move quickly into the door and quickly close it behind you.
Keepers, creepers.
You find yourself...
Yeah, there's a lot of peepers.
You find yourself in an old cabin once more with a hearth that's alight. It's not the same cabin as it was with Everett Middleton, but it is the same timeline.
Oh, great. Back in time.
I pat Iggy on the shoulder. I guess this one's yours.
What do you mean?
I like how each of you keep going, hey, this one's yours. But then I have to ask all of you the question, so it's not that at all.
I know.
Like, but I love that you're all like, hey, it's your turn. And he's like, what do you mean it's my turn? And I'm also like, what the fuck you mean it's his turn?
I'm trying to bury you up to stop you guys from panicking. Give me a break.
All right. You all see. It appears to be a cozy cottage of some kind, a cabin that has been decorated with flowers as well as other floral fabrics, a more feminine home that you enter.
Huh.
And you feel like a wash over of just adoration, love, kindness and caring. It's a bit of a relief after what you had just experienced out there.
He just has like a sigh of like, ooh, okay, that's not so bad.
Oh, ma, papa.
And you see in the center of the room, a figure form, taking on a more feminine quality. And because you have met her before, you see Eliza Kincaid standing there, or at least her visage. She looks towards each of you. You have made it to this door. And so following what she has said, you must answer my questions and pass my test to gain the key. Are you prepared?
Yes. Tell them if ever.
Like we have a choice.
You do. You can say no, but the apocalypse
is coming. Technically, we can't fuck off. I mean, this may start to left at Solaris Bay.
I mean, yeah. You could. Maybe.
All right, let's move to Solaris Bay.
I mean, if you can get out of Will Branch, that's another question.
Oh, fuck.
All right. You all nod or answer yes in your own way. And she nods towards all of you. And the room around you shifts almost like a movie again. And you see you are in a field of flowers, and you can see two women sitting in the grass amongst the flowers. You see Eliza Kincaid, and you see Catherine Lewis sitting there laughing. Aww. And the visage looks towards them both. And you feel that sense of desire, but also of heartbreak. Of knowing what will happen. And she quietly looks towards all of you again. I loved her. With every fiber of my being, I loved her. Is there someone that you love?
My abuela.
She nods towards you.
Oh, do we need to say her name? Stella?
She nods towards you.
Abby.
She nods towards you. Looks towards Cecily.
Jason Elroy?
You see all four of their figures form in front of you like shadows. Whoa. All kind of glittering with like a stardust quality as they all stand there. And she looks towards all of them. And then you see a red thread slowly wrap up around them and hold them, almost as if it's squeezing their life out of them. She looks towards it, and you all feel that pain of knowing feel a little bit deeper. What would you do? What is the farthest you would go to protect your love?
I'll take their place.
Interesting. Okay.
I would do the same.
Oh, okay.
Same as well.
Okay.
Maggie thinks about what Stella, how Stella would react, and then, like, she'd want me to fight.
She turns.
She'd want me to find the source and take it down.
She looks towards the four figures as the red thread continues to wrap around them almost until they are completely red with it. Stella's breaks. And she looks towards you, the form of Eliza vanishing for a moment. And you hear that voice again. You would search for it then.
Yes.
What would you do then?
Because...
when you find it.
Stop it.
How so?
By any means.
Even if it meant calling forth a demon, a god.
No. Because I love Stella. Stella loves me. And I know Stella would not want me to go down that path. So I'll find a different way. Whatever it takes, I will not go down that path. Rat.
The room shifts to black, and you see Eliza return to the center as she falls to her knees and holds her chest, and you feel despair fill this room. And you hear the whispers begin to invade. I had no choice. I didn't know what else to do. I was helpless. I have no powers of my own. I loved her. I loved her. I loved her. You all hear these whispers, as if she feels like she was in the wrong for what she did. She blames herself.
Iggy will step towards Eliza, get down on her level with her, and just like embrace her and just whisper, "I'm sorry. You felt like you had no one to turn to. It wasn't fair. And you made a mistake." "I know. I wish you had what we had. As much as I know I love Stella and she loves me, I still wasn't alone without her."
Eliza looks downward, and then you feel a hand just gently go onto yours. And then she moves to stand back up. And then she looks towards the three of you who said that you would trade places. "Do you blame me?"
"No."
"No?"
She looks a bit surprised. And I'm going to skip over A because A's not here. It's fine. She looks a bit surprised.
"If anything, I feel sorry that you were put in that position by yourself."
She looks downward. "Perhaps things would have been different if I had friends like you all. And I'm sorry that you have to clean up my mess. I'm so sorry."
"I know."
She looks downward again, and she places her hands to her chest, and then holds them out, and you see a key in them as she holds them out to you.
"There was something outside. Did it try to get in?"
"Something outside."
"Eyes."
"Eyes." She grows more powerful.
"Why couldn't she go in?"
"I'm not sure. Perhaps if you continue to gather keys, perhaps you'll be able to know yourself. Perhaps that's part of the mystery." She then holds the key out a little bit further.
Iggy takes it.
"As far as things go, this is my only task.
And I hope you find peace."
She nods towards you. "Perhaps if she can hear you say that, perhaps she will find it." And you see the figure begin to dissipate into stardust, and the door opens for you all to exit.
Iggy just takes a moment just to let himself, because that was heavy. He is feeling it right now, so he's like trying to like get out of it right now. Iggy just kind of mumbles his breath, "Damn you, Everett." And he just hands the key over to A.
A will take this.
We're really all, every single one of us, just one split second away from a bad decision.
"I don't, it's not your fault. You would do anything for them, I get that.
I just, you guys know that I would rather it be me than watch someone I care about go through that."
"Yeah, but would they want that?
No, but sometimes I think that a whole point of that was that we don't always get the choice, or if we do, sometimes you make the wrong one in the split second, and
yeah. And that time, Eliza did, unfortunately. It happens. It's what makes us human. He says that later.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Oh, I really hope those eyes aren't there anymore.
So you all walk towards the door. It just looks like a forest outside.
Oh, okay. No weird whispers?
Nope.
Okay, we're clear.
Right, you all step all out right. The door.
Three down, six more to go. Wait, seven more to go. Wait.
How to brain.
How to math.
A moment of levity as you all step out of the door. And we are going to take our last break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know that we need-